With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we're going to take a look at some of the consequences of the bioweapon, the vax, and what it has to do with this transgender nightmare in America.
Is doing this to us, and time to ask, why are we letting them? Everything we're going through at the moment is a test to see how far the system can push us. Never forget their crimes, because they are planning to do them all again soon, and worse. Take their war against children, for example. Not content with sexualizing children from young ages and normalizing paedophilia, the global elite are also pumping them full of chemicals, hormones, and vaccine ingredients, designed to destroy their hormonal balance and create lost generations. As Dr. Ben Tapper explains, the aborted fetal parts used widely in modern vaccines is causing an epigenetic influence to the developing nervous system that is responsible for the sudden explosion in children who identify as the opposite of their birth gender. Since Dr. Ben Tapper started speaking the truth, he's been targeted by the government to be silenced and deplatformed. His accounts sharing important truth were reaching millions of people per month, until Biden called him out on national television and his accounts got deleted. It's safe to say the elite are very sensitive about this issue. And for this reason, it's never been more important to hear what Dr. Tapper has to say.
My name is Dr. Tapper. I am in private practice in Omaha, Nebraska. I don't wear a mask. I see over 200 patients a week. I come in close proximity with every patient that I come across. Why haven't I contracted this so-called disease? Americans make up 5% of the world population, but yet we take in 65 to 70% of the world's pharmaceutical drugs. We are one of two countries that allows pharmaceutical advertisements on the television. But yet 80% of Americans are suffering with a chronic disease associated with poor lifestyle choices. 700,000 people will die of heart disease this year alone.
Doctor, please bring yourself in order.
600,000 people will die of cancer. 300,000 people will die of obesity this year. When is enough enough? If this is truly about health, then mandate healthy living, exercise, good food choices, chiropractic, outlaw tobacco and cigarettes, processed sugars. I believe it was Thomas Jefferson who stated, if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in a sorry state as those souls who live under tyranny. You see, God made your body self-healing, self-regulating. If you give the body what it needs, it can be healthy. It is like the wilted plant that sits under the sun. An allopathic model to that is to shield the sun, to protect that plant against the sun, cut off its leaves, medicate or vaccinate that plant. But an epigenetic approach, a wellness approach, is to give that plant water, and it can be well. You see, your body is no different. We must eat well, move well, think well, and we can be well. In other words, your level of health is the genetic expression of your lifestyle choices. And I know full well that your body's ability to heal itself, to overcome disease and circumstances like corona, is far greater than anyone has ever permitted you to believe. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. That time is now. These masks have absolutely nothing to do with health, but everything to do with the complying with a false flag, tyrannical agenda. If we sacrifice our precious freedoms for temporary security, we will lose both. If you can't comprehend that statement, if you are blind to this agenda, then I am sorry. You have the eyesight of an eagle, but the vision of a clam.
Dr. Tapper is over the target, and this is why the elite are gunning for him. They have a modus operandi for silencing truth-tellers, and only the bravest of the brave manage to survive. Fortunately, there is more than enough evidence to share that will wake up even the most determined liberal. We've got the details after this important word from our sponsor. If you... That's why I recommend Pilsfendazole. Hydrox, fantastic offer, pumping chemicals in the water that are turning the frogs gay.
If you're a new listener, just type in Pentagon-tested gay bomb on Iraq. They considered, no, they didn't consider using it. They've used it on our troops. In Vietnam, they'd spray PCP on the troops, Jacob's Ladder. You think PCP, some horse tranquilizer something? They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently. Brain chips in the troops. They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains. Now, there it is, the gay bomb. Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap.
Gee, Alex, you got to kind of calm down here a little bit there, you know. I hear you with what's going on today. I mean, this is the woke. I mean, woke.
Woke must be destroyed.
Yes, okay. 888-281-1110. Go ahead.
888-6779-673.
All right, folks. I'm waiting. There's got to be some new ones. I haven't. I got to hear some calls because I have to read the names off the screen. And screen's sitting still, and I'm sitting still.
Well, just want to remind the folks that we, you know, have to get enough donations from the station you're listening to pay the radio airtime for that station. If we don't get enough money to pay the bill, we will have to go off of the station that you're listening to, unless, you know, as a ministry, we have to pay our bills. No one in this ministry has taken a dime in the 50 years Pastor Ernie's been on the radio. No one with him at any time has taken any money. We all donate our own time, our own talent, and our own treasure. All the people involved in the ministry make a donation, and just like you are. And nobody's getting rich here. Your donations pay the bills. That's why it's a true partnership. We're doing the work. You help us by paying the bills so we can stay on the air and be the watchman on the wall, bring you the truth and the unvarnished truth, the things that affect you, your family, your faith, your country. And we have never held back. For example, we just what you're listening to, I've got a story where all over Europe, they have stopped giving out puberty blockers and medicines and surgeries on young people. And the leading pediatrician, Dr. Hilary Cass, very renowned British doctor, is her Cass report got puberty blockers restricted in the UK. And when that happened, then all over Europe, they started reading her paper, looking at it. Oops, we've got other papers and surveys that say the same thing. So her report looked at 300 scientific papers and surveys about gender-affirming care that looked at over 113,000 children from 18 countries, and the evidence for using drugs on transgendered children was very poor quality, not reliable, and in most cases, more harm than good, period. And so, anyway, Europe has changed, and now she's looked at America, and she's read what's going on in America, and she's saying, it's not good. It's not right. We have a widespread social contagion of gender dysphoria, social acceptance. This has encouraged more and more teens to come out as trans. These are just young people who are very, very susceptible to group peer pressure. And we've talked about it on this program before.
Yeah, Joe, but can I play the rest of my clip now?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I didn't know there was more.
Go for time, it. And he was right. We now have all the evidence we need to know that the government have the technology to socially engineer the population. The atrazine pumped into our water supply did turn the frogs gay, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. explains.
There's atrazine throughout our water supply. If you, in a lab, put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will feminize every frog in there.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
And 10% of the male frogs will turn into fully viable females able to produce viable eggs. If it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well.
We are living through a full frontal assault of all of our senses. Geoengineering in the skies, social engineering in the form of vaccines, and secret chemicals in our water and food supply. The elite are engaged in a conspiracy with the political class and media to cover up the social carnage caused by their social engineering. It's our job to bust this conspiracy wide open. Despite the evidence before our very eyes, the mainstream media has drugged the mainstream into a state of docile compliance. And anybody who dares to speak the truth is pillared and mocked. Take the transgender issue, for example. They are now attempting to convince us that transgender women face disadvantages in athletic competition with biological women. Yes, really. They want us to believe that Leah Thomas, a UPenn swimmer whose rank moved from 65th on the men's team to first on the women's team in the 500-yard freestyle, was not advantaged by being born male and going through male puberty. They want us to believe that Leah was actually disadvantaged. They really are mocking us now. But more and more people are waking up to the truth and demanding justice. Watch as this brave man drops truth bomb after truth bomb about the kind of people the Biden admin is determined to allow into young girls' bathrooms.
Several weeks ago, in a vote to allow trans students to use whatever bathroom they wish, you assured us that these policies were perfectly safe, as neither yourself nor law enforcement could provide a single example of any trans student assaulting any girl in any bathroom, in any school, in any state, anywhere at all, in fact. But not to worry, since you couldn't locate them, I took the trouble to. See, Loudoun County, Virginia, where last year, under district policy, a trans student was allowed into the women's bathroom where he assaulted a girl. To cover it up, they moved him to another school where he did it again. See, Irvine, California, last month, where a trans student entered the women's locker room and flashed the girls there. When they confronted him, he mercilessly beat them. This happened again in Gwinnett County, Georgia. This happened again in Oklahoma City. This happened again in Ohio, where a trans man was allowed to use the locker room where he was arrested for flashing little girls. The judge dropped the charges after he ruled that this man was too fat for them to see anything. Last month, in this city, a man using they-them pronouns in a scene straight out of Silence of the Lambs hunted down and killed a female jogger because he, quote, wanted to look just like her. And before you say that these are anecdotal evidence, just note that in a survey of trans inmates in federal prisons, half were convicted of sexual assault and 90% were convicted of violent crimes, well above the general prison population. Now, it should also be noted that in each of these cases, each of these perpetrators had either changed their pronouns, had undergone transition, or had received gender-affirming therapy and accommodations thereof. Why is this important to note? Probably for the same reason we recognize as a society that you do not affirm that people with anorexia can be healthy in any way. You do not affirm that somebody with schizophrenia is hearing voices. And you do not affirm that somebody in a manic episode is having great ideas. Because when you leave somebody to languish in their false mental state, i.e. men who think they are women, they will inevitably lash out and harm themselves and those around them. Hurt people hurt other people. But I don't want to pretend and have the hubris to think that I'm going to be the one to change your mind. I'm happy to share any and all of these examples with you. But you will most likely leave here tonight believing that men can become women, affirming care works, and that you made the right vote. But you will no longer be able to look into the eyes of your constituents and honestly say that you are unaware of the assaults that inevitably take place when we declare to women, you have no right to privacy. Thank you very much.
This fearless man deserved a standing ovation. Instead, he was shouted down by liberals, escorted from the building, and hounded on social media for months by intolerant liberals who are allergic to anything with an essence of truth. We have to be strong. We have to stand up and be counted and refuse to submit to the baying mob. Submission to tyranny equals death. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel.
Alrighty. Dr. Mike in Illinois pledges $500.
Thank you, Mike.
John in Massachusetts pledges $500. Can we get some matches? Can we get some matches? We just need a couple matches for each of these out here tonight. Dr. Mike, $500. And John in Massachusetts, can we get some matches for that? 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
Go ahead, Joe. It's your turn.
Just to follow up on that, Dr. Cass, the UK, Sweden, France, Australia, the Netherlands are all stopping the giving the puberty blockers to minors. They're letting people wait till their adult age to make up their mind. And they are finding out that as these children reach an older age, most of them figured out what was wrong and didn't want the transition in the first place. So here we have Europe started things off. They were way ahead of us on the transgender. They realized how much harm they did to their children, and now they're backing off, and we are trying to speed up and give more money, more, power to the doctors to harm our children. And so it's just very interesting how things go around the world. But
all right, Joe, but you know what, Joe?
The U.S. press does not put this kind of story out.
I'm going to finish this article that I had started before. But when I'm finished with this article, you ought to tell folks what is happening in Memphis, Tennessee today to show the weakness of this country, what has happened that would have never happened during when Trump was in office. So maybe you don't know, Joe.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, I'm reading the article. It gives you time to find out. All right.
All right.
As we know from U.S. Attorney in Pennsylvania, Bill Swain, Barr was separately telling him, calling and saying, stand down, stand down. Hand the materials over to the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. In other words, don't talk about this. Don't let it get out, this election fraud. We don't want people knowing about this. Think about that. The Democrats in Philadelphia are stealing an election, and you're going to hand it over to the Democratic Attorney General to conduct an investigation. Very smart, right? In other words, the investigation is occurred. So the head of CISA said it was the most secure election in history. Yeah. And the border is secure, too. No doubt about it, right? I mean, you can't even say that with a straight face. I tried to sell that storyline to Hollywood. They turned it out to be too implausible. No, I'm kidding. An article that just recently published based on a speech I gave at the Gatstone Institute in New York some months back, called in, quotes, the most secure election in history. My job was to focus on the illegality, and I want to lay out the basic constitutional premise here. Article 2 of the Constitution is so clearly written that even lawyers should be able to understand it. It says that the state shall choose the presidential electors in the manner chosen by directed by the legislature of that state. The legislature decides how presidential electors are going to be chosen. In the first half century of our nation's history, most of the state legislators just chose the presidential elections themselves. You can imagine what those campaigns for the state legislative office were like. It took a whole new meaning every 4 years because wherever, whoever got in the office would be the ones choosing the presidential elector for the state. Since the Civil War, all the states, Colorado, when it was first in, chose its own electors by the legislature. But since the Civil War, all the states have chosen electors in the manner of having a popular vote. And what that means is the election code, how you conduct the election, becomes the manner of choosing presidential electors. And under the constitutional assignment of the authority, plenary power, the Supreme Court has said that the state legislators, only the legislators can alter the manner, only the legislators can decide whether they're going to get rid of a signature verification or water it down. Only the legislators can, whether they can have drop boxes or human drop boxes. I guess these legislators don't know that because they're letting these courts decide that, aren't they?
Right. Mm. They are.
So, I mean, can you tell the difference between a court and a state legislator? I know. I can.
Right. The legislature makes the laws, and the courts are supposed to make sure that the laws are followed or that the laws are constitutional.
The separation of powers.
Yeah. Sometimes they make a law that is anti the Constitution, and then the court says, no, you have to change it, or you're not allowed to do that. You don't have the authority or power.
So he goes on to say the decision to alter those state election laws by county clerks, by secretaries of state, even in some state courts, court judges were not only an illegal thing under state election law because we're dealing with a federal election whose power to design the system comes from the federal constitution. And so those acts were totally unconstitutional. This guy is one of the best known scholarly constitutional law professors in the whole United States. That alone made the election invalid. I don't have to prove fraud politically. You want to say it affected right more votes in the outcome because you don't want to rest in a technicality there. So he goes on, state after state, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, all of these states where their elections were totally invalid. They were totally fraudulent. And, of course, we all known that, didn't we?
We talked about it. We brought it up. You know, we weren't attorneys, but it sure didn't make any sense. Didn't sound right.
Well, the whole stopping the count process in the middle of the night was kind of a...
yeah, that was
a red flag.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when they flipped it, when they inverted it right in front of our eyes and told us we didn't see what we just saw.
Yeah, well, and remember when they sent the Republicans home for the evening, come back in the morning, and they went ahead and kept counting votes all night. I mean, how crazy can you get?
You know what? We haven't since John in Massachusetts pledged to 500. We have not had one.
A single pledge. You're right.
Yeah.
888. 281-1110, 888-677-9673. Give us a call.
All right, very good. All righty. Carrie Lake drops a bomb on Sunday morning. Futures exposing how Democrats are already stealing votes in the 2024 election. No kidding. Popular Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake joined Maria Bartiromo last Sunday morning Futures. During the discussion, Carrie described how Joe Biden's open border crisis is endangering every American. Carrie pointed out that the border ranchers are seeing 8 to 9 illegal alien gotaways every single day. Those same ranchers saw 8 to 9 gotaways in a year's time when Trump was in office. Carrie Lake shares the story of an Arizona rancher near the U.S.-Mexican border. Under Biden, he says he saw 8 to 9 getaway illegal aliens on his property every day. Maria Bartiromo, as we report all the time, hundreds of people were already apprehended who were on the terrorist watch list. Do you believe one of the motivations here is to get illegals, foreigners, here to vote for the Democrats. Now, would the Democrats do something that low down?
Every day.
Carrie Lake, oh, absolutely. 1,000%. Otherwise, they would be working hard to get the Save Act through, which will prevent that. Instead, in every state around the country, you're seeing Democrats fight tooth and nail any piece of legislation which will prevent illegals from voting, which will solidify and codify the already existent law. What they want, Maria, we're not going to see all these things. People pouring across the border, showing up at polling places. What they want is to have a line. I'm reading exactly the way it's written, folks, so if it sounds like I'm repeating myself, I'm just reading the way it's written. He goes on to say, to have a line in the voters' rolls so that someone can vote for that person. That's why they're asking them to register to vote when they get set up for Medicare and Medicaid, because they're giving them all of these services. They're asking them to sign up to vote. Then they have a line in the voter roll, and somebody will vote under that name. Carrie is exactly right. Democrats are signing up illegals at the border, sharing their registrations with leftist groups. Now, these groups are ready to make sure someone votes in them.
We told the story weeks ago that they were being told to do this while they were still in Mexico on their way here. They were given information on what to tell the border guards and what to do when they got in. And one of the things was, you know, when they sign up for benefits, you know, register to vote. If they get a chance, some states have that motor voter. You know, if you get a, some states allow them to get a driver's license, you can sign up to vote. So they're being told this before they ever cross the border.
All righty. You've got Bruce in Wisconsin pledges 100. Sarah in Michigan pledges 40. And Janelle in Texas pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673. The good news about election issues is House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senator Mike Lee held a press conference last week where they discussed the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which would require proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in federal elections. So listeners, please call your federal congressman or woman and states or your senators and tell them to support the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
The country you save may be your own, right?
Glory to God.
They know they'll never get that through the Democratic-controlled Senate, but...
Well, Ohio did get that. Ohio was purging its non-citizens from state voter rolls and is calling on the Biden administration. They want more data on citizenship and things. So there are many states that are taking action trying to do what they can. It was the Ohio Public Integrity Division that looked through the Bureau of Motor Vehicles and found these people that were on the voter rolls, and they weren't citizens. So, you know, kudos to Ohio, but they should tell, hopefully other states will look at this and do likewise and start to clean up a lot of these problems we've having in corruption. You've got to do everything on the your local level, folks. Start at your local level and work up.
You cannot afford not to vote. You can't. Your country is going down the drain. Now you say, well, what's the use, Pastor, with all the election fraud? Look, if you don't vote, you know, you've got no right to complain. If you go out and vote and they steal your vote, then you have the right, and not only the right, you have the duty to fight like a Christian soldiers.
Well, if we have enough people go out and vote, they will not be able to cheat against it without it being so obvious that it would never hold water.
Right.
This is what we need to do. We've talked in the past, sometimes 3, 4, 5 million Christians stayed home and didn't vote. you know, so a lot of people didn't vote. We get all those people to go vote. They can't stop us.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but what they don't realize is that a number of those illegal aliens come in here. They don't want to live in the same country they left. They ran away from that country, and they know this, and they're just kind of smiling and grinning. But if they get the opportunity to vote, they'll vote against the Democrats. They don't. That's what they were running from, the very same thing.
Well, I don't know about that. Aren't they getting promised hand-me-outs and this, that, and the other as far as if they vote Democrat?
But you see, there comes a time when they're running out of everybody else's money.
Yep. Well, the key point is never surrender to the radical left. Vote. Educate your fellow neighbors to also vote. Encourage is the right word. Encourage them. Don't give up.
Right. Don't forget, folks. Remember the last time they said we had a red wave, and they're saying now, right now, well, yeah.
Well, maybe it really was a red wave. But
it
all
was.
The fraud.
I know, but you see, let me give you an example very quickly. President Trump was just in New Jersey, drew a crowd of 100,000 people in New Jersey. What does that tell you? Be right back.
And I won't ever let you down, but you should have a fear of me.
People often ask, who is that lady with a beautiful voice in that song? And I tell them, you know, that's Pastor Joe. That's the way he sounds when he sings. Nobody believes that one.
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
No, that's what I got the Big John McTernan on with that, when we had that little girl singing.
Boy, is that a kid?
We did one with a little girl. And, Elaine, who was here on the program, said, who is that little girl? And I said, that's Big John McTernan. That's the way he sounds when he sings. And he, John was on with us tonight. He said, that hurts. That really hurts. He said, anyhow, I'll tell you what hurts is I'm not seeing any new names up on the screen.
888-281-1110. 888-677-9673.
Very good.
I'd like to read from Matthew 10, chapter 10, verses 41 and 42. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. God's kind of saying there, if you support a ministry, prophet, a ministry, anyone who's doing work that glorifies God, that's pleasing to God, and you support them, send them out on the battlefield, you get to share in their reward. And that's where we have this partnership. We're doing the work, but if you help us by donating and allowing us to pay the radio bills, then God says you get to share, because this ministry has been working in the prison ministry, right-to-life ministry, a trucking ministry. Several of us have worked in hospice and other areas. We've got King's Word School of the Bible. It's all tied in through the radio ministry. And anything that we're doing that glorifies God, and you've helped make it possible, God says you get to share in the blessings. That's what I call a win-win situation, right?
Right. Okay, very good. Here we go. Yeah, go ahead and read that. Just read the first page, because that's...
Here's some good, well, it's sad news for, sad but good news. This is the Gateway Pundit. A real-life hero, father sacrifices his life to save three children. According to local news outlet WGHP, Benny Bowers Jr., a native of Surry County, North Carolina, was out fishing with his children on April 28th when three of his four sons fell into the Yadkin River. WGHP reported that although the family called 911 immediately, the strength of the current forced Bowers to make the fateful split-second decision, he jumped in, rescuing his struggling children, but Bowers himself never resurfaced. Rescue crews quickly came on the scene, the Charlotte Observer noting that they searched the entire day with no success. Suspending the search once it grew too dark, they ended up finding his body around 11 a.m. on April 29th near the juncture of the Yadkin River and the Ararat River in Siloam, where he originally vanished. Tragic as the loss of this loving father was, Bowers' children had only glowing praise for the heroic actions of their father, who men by the name Benji, according to the Observer. Bowers' son called his father the greatest dad I could ever have, and he's a real hero.
So all right, very good.
Our condolences go to the Bowers family. And
well, that's what men are supposed to do. They're supposed to, men are supposed to rescue and protect their children.
And
not set back and allow them to be aborted and killed, right?
That, and or not turned, be subjected to sexual perverted filth at these public schools in some cases.
Yep. Ronald from Ohio pledges $35. Thank you, Ronald. Already here. State Department, we talked a little bit about this the other day, but State Department protected China and Xi Jinping hid evidence they had. They had that COVID was leaked from Wuhan lab from President Trump and the American public. Why was that? A week ago, news broke that U.S. State Department knew COVID was leaked from the Wuhan laboratory, and the communist Chinese leaders knew this and hid this from the global community. The U.S. State Department knew this in July 2020, and Xi Jinping was hiding from the global community. Documents released by the Selection Committee, Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic proved that the State Department knew all along this but hid this from President Trump. the American people and the global community. That's deep state. They got paid off. The past week, Gateway Pundit reached out to former Trump insiders for more information. The officials were not able to talk about this matter, but it's clear President Trump was not informed and that this information was not leaked to the media like all of the other anti-Trump reports government insiders leaked out against Trump during his time in office. We know President Trump was not informed because he had no reason to hide this from the American public. But the deep state did have several reasons to keep from Trump and the American public, including the fact that Dr. Fauci and the American medical community was funding the Wuhan lab, and this would be a major national scandal if this came out at the time. Also, the presidential election was approaching, and they knew this would give President Trump an advantage. This is more evidence of the deep state working against President Trump and we, the people of the United States of America. There you go. All righty, 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
All right, I'm still waiting for matching pledges for Dr. Mike in Illinois and for John in Massachusetts. $500 pledges, folks. We just need a few of them. By the way, we will be here on the phones till midnight. And so even though we're off the air earlier than that, you definitely need to keep calling because we need all the help we can get right now, tonight.
Remember, that's midnight East Coast time. Central is 11. And out in the West Coast, it's still about, 9 o'clock?
About 9 o'clock, yeah.
Got to remind people, because sometimes they think, oh, it's, you know, I'm not staying up that late to call. Well, depends on where in the states you're listening. Hey, do you remember Ashley Biden, the Ashley Biden story?
Yeah, I sure do. I think, in fact,
we talked about it, but all of the fact-checking outlets, you know, said it was not true. Well, guess what? Fact-checking outlet Snopes changed its answer on whether Ashley Biden accused her father of inappropriate behavior from unproven to true after she authenticated the contents in a legal document. Remember, the story was her diary was stolen, sold to Project Veritas, and there was the government got involved and confiscated and tried to charge people. Anyway, in the diary, she basically did say it. She validated it was true. So the Snopes came out and said, she had to do a legal document to press charges and things. So now we know it did happen, and that he took showers with his daughter, and it caused her mental problems, emotional problems, sexual problems. And the interesting thing was, in this whole thing, Project Veritas gave the diary to law enforcement, to give it to the rightful owner. And the whole thing was the Department of Justice, the United States Attorney's Office for Southern District in New York, was investigating, claiming this diary was stolen. Now, in what world does the alleged theft of a diary of an individual be investigated by the FBI and the Department of Justice? She left it when she moved. The new people came in, rented the home, apartment, whatever it was, found the diary, realized what it was, and tried to sell it. Maybe it wasn't a very nice thing to do, but she left the diary, and it was not a task for the FBI, local police, maybe, Department of Justice. Talk about government overreach, folks. This government will do anything to protect the Bidens. And there's the proof. And also, at the same time, it proves that Joe was doing some very bad things, showering with a little girl. You don't do that.
Well, not just a little girl. He did it all the way into her teenage years.
Yeah, well.
And so what happens there, she said, that is the reason. Now, think on that, Joe. She said, That is the reason she became so promiscuous, is because she was showering with her father. So what does that right. tell you? What would he have been doing?
Gross.
Right. So, in fact, I've got a picture here of him, that little Ashley, when she's, she looks maybe about 7 or 8 years old. And he's looking at her, and it's very, well, it's
the kind of gaze you don't gaze at your daughter with.
Yeah,
she did talk about in her diary being suffering from hypersexualized as a child, notably the showers with her father, that she deemed, well, this wasn't appropriate, and on and on. But it's one of those stories they've tried to cover up. So this man is not worthy to be president of the United States. In fact, he should be in jail, not president.
Well, he should be in jail for a lot of things, for money laundering, for treason, for high treason yep. against America.
Exactly.
So, all righty. Greg in Illinois pledges 100. Thank you, Greg.
888-677-9673.
888-281-1110. There you go.
I've got a Midwest kind of a happy story. At least to me it's happy. Wyoming sheriff put up a billboard recruiting Denver police officers out of, you know, liberal city Denver. Stirs a big controversy. Work in Wyoming where breaking the law is illegal and cops are funded, the billboard reads. And the people in Denver were a little upset, but I guess what the thing was, they were defunding their police in a very big way and using the money for the illegal immigrants. They took away $8 million from the police department in the city of Denver. And did this billboard advertising work? He said, the campaign has helped the county with 40 new applications, additional 20 to 40 contact requests every day since the billboard went up Sunday. 20 to 40 people are contacting them since Sunday. We hired 72 people last year as a result of our marketing strategy. And the feedback we got from law enforcement officers that we hired from Denver was that it was a very effective campaign strategy. So the good police left Denver. They're going to go to a very friendly state. And it's Denver, Colorado's lost. And one of these days they'll wake up and realize the best and the brightest left. And it's not good news for Denver, for the liberal cities. But if more places around the country would take that same approach, pretty soon these cities that have gone woke and liberal and far, far left are going to collapse into their own power, and we'll have to someday change.
Absolutely. You know, Joe, just in the last couple of days, I've been talking to a lot of people, people asking me what is happening, and so I told this one lady, happened to be a technician, and I wasn't sure where she was coming from, but anyhow, I thought that, well, she is probably not one to discuss, you know, the Bible or whatever. So I told her, to answer your question, I said, the vast majority of the people in this country are biblically illiterate. All the answers to your question are found right here in God's Word, the Bible. And she paused, and she looked at me with a very serious look, and she said, "He's here now, isn't he?" And I said, "What?" She said, "He's here. Do you know who? The Antichrist." And I said, "Well, that could very well be here. We have many Antichrists right now."
Yeah. Many Antichrists are here. Whether the is, we don't know, but there are many running around loose.
Well, the spirit of Antichrist sure is abounding.
Well, yeah.
Amen.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you see, and again, we're look, the society in America, it's insanity, it's lawlessness, it's total lawlessness. Look, we've come to a place in America where If you, where you have an administration that's lawless, the Biden administration is lawless. You're allowed to burn down buildings. You're allowed to loot. You're allowed to, you know, do, you know, just break the law in any fashion. You to vote as many times as you want. It's just total lawlessness on the left out there today. And remember what the Bible says about those on the left. It says they're going to be bound and thrown into the lake of fire. But somehow there's a mindset that they're going to resist God, even though if it costs them. And it will. It's going to cost them dearly, okay? And most of them are going to really realize it when it's too late. But folks, the bottom line is, you know, I said all of that to say that we are at that time. You're seeing things happening. You know now, we've told you over and over that you're seeing 2 Timothy chapter 3 being fulfilled perfectly. Romans 1 perfectly. We're seeing, we're getting, approaching 2 Thessalonians 2. All of these things are well, Revelation chapter 3, you've got the last two churches mentioned before the rapture of the church. They're very, very prevalent today. So anyhow, I said all that to say this. Time is running out. Every one of you out there, time is running out. This, things are winding down. You're seeing the unsealing of the book that the angel, when he told Daniel to seal the book until the end times, and then the unsealing is taking place right before your very eyes, right before your very eyes. We're seeing it. So what does that mean? That means this, that if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, you're running out of time. And I know some of you say, well, I'll wait till the last minute. You might not know when the last minute is.
Comes, right.
And that happens every day in this country. All kinds of people run out of tomorrows. Every day. And you don't want to be one of them, okay? It's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. But to die in your sin, it doesn't get any worse than that. You can't undo that. You just can't. So do that tonight. Do what Jesus said. Pray to the Father. Ask forgiveness of your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. Folks, do it tonight. Do it tonight. And if you do that, God will always honor that. You will become a new creature, an heir of the kingdom. See, you have God's word on these things, folks. And remember, it was God's word that spoke the universe into being. There's nothing more powerful. So do it, and do it tonight. Don't wait. Don't run out of tomorrows. How much time do I have? Okay, so don't wait and don't run out of tomorrows tonight out there. Not only that, but this is the time, too, for people, folks, to witness. You really need to witness. Remember the three missions the Lord gave us. Number one, first and foremost, is the Great Commission. Don't be afraid to witness. Don't do that. Get out there, place up a crown in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, show your faith, okay? By your works, all right. Well,
and just remember all the deaths we talked about with the COVID vax, with the kill shot, you know, if you took a shot,
yep, it could happen.
Well, I would get saved if I were you, because you never know when it might happen to you.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say to all you out there, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And good night.
Good night.
And then always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.